And just like that, we are back. This is, of course, Saki Bamagogo, show 149. My name's Mao. Here's some awesome music.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we could talk to?
No. Now go away, or I shall taunt you a second time.
も言葉も消して二人だけの未来を描く
just an ordinary rabbit. That's the most foul, cruel, and bad-tempered rodent you ever set eyes on.
Oh, yeah. That was some Sushi Mommy Ray from their Marae Mania 20 album, which I haven't gotten the album yet, but I got the digital download, so I was like, yay. So that was, I played Crazy For You, Knight Rider, and Depression. I love Sushi Mommy Ray. I can't get enough. And sadly, I can't buy enough because a lot of their albums are very, very expensive. Sadness. I just moved, so I've been going through everything, and I moved the entire record collection. And that was, wow, it's like 3,000 records. Records are heavy, and there's a reason that people that move around a lot don't own records. Anyway, it was a massive undertaking. They got here. But one night, I'm sitting there, and I was like, I'm going to look at these. I pulled out all the 45s from the 5678s I have, and I pulled out all the albums I have, and they covered just the 45s and covered an entire table. It's over like 40. I think I have over 40, like, and I have every color variant. I have everything. And I put them up on Facebook, on like I'm in a couple of groups that are, you know, Japanese female fronted Japanese bands, garage bands, stuff like that, vinyl clubs, of course. And the response was like, wow. Most people said, I didn't know there was that much of that, of the 5678s. And I said, yes, there is. And I have a problem, but it's a problem I embrace. So what can I tell you? I'm going to go onto the Facebook. Maybe I can put those pictures up on the Facebook page. We have a Saki Bama Gogo Facebook page that I just don't use. And I should, because I'm also working towards getting its own site. So once it has its own site, then I'll be able to put like this show, the Saki Bama Gogo, will be on like Podbean and all that kind of stuff. And you can tell your friends and share. But yeah, I'm not so good with social media. I kind of don't like it. But we are all a victim of its circumstance. Okay, enough deep reflection. Here's some more tunes. I talked about them. I might as well play them. Here's some 5678s.
Same old story. Boy finds girl, boy loses girl, girl finds boy. Boy forgets girl, boy remembers girl. And girl dies in a tragic blimp accident over the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day.
Good year?
No, the worst.
Oh, dear.
I'm a better, 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 up standing by the door. Look out window, I can see his shadow. In the dark subway window, I can see. Oh, I can see. The station where I meet up him before, I can hear him calling my name. For the dark with subway noise, oh, I can hear. Oh, I can hear. Oh, by the door, look at the window, I can see his shadow. In the dark subway window, I remember you. Oh, I remember you. Oh, I'm crying. Subway.
A tasty burger.
The new movie sensation that's stunning the world. The martial arts masterpiece. Sights and sounds like never before. Cheer the young warrior who alone takes on the evil warlords of martial arts. See one incredible onslaught after the other. Come prepared for the thrill of a lifetime.
I want you to pay a visit to the Xianghu School of Defense.
Who do you want us to kill?
Just you concentrate on the leaders. The others won't give us any trouble.
See acts of incredible savagery. Incredibly deadly. Unbelievably vicious. Astonishing ritual of the fires. Pale before the forbidden ritual of the steel palm. See mighty warriors attack each other with the most deadly weapons ever developed, their bare hands.
Ah!
challenge champions in a deadly sport that turned brave men into killers.
It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Oh yeah, that was the 5678s from their Teenage Mojo workout album. I played I'm Blue, Green Onions, and In the Subway. I'm Blue and In the Subway are two of my favorites. So powerful. I love them. What can I tell you? I am a super fan, I would say. I'm sure there's people that have more, but I don't know how, because I have posters and flyers and clothing and every album and every CD and every DVD. The only ones I didn't get were the ones that were there on compilations. I do have a few of those, but not all of them, because I don't know. That gets a little... All that stuff's very expensive. But I digress. Part of the reason I went and looked at some of the albums I had from them and some of the 45s was because I watched Kill Bill Volumes 1 and 2 again. And I started being very steeped in nostalgia. I love the Kill Bill movies. I always say I have a love-hate with Tarantino. I love his movies, most of them. Not all of them. You know, I don't genuinely like listening to him talk. He's a very knowledgeable man. He's very smart. He's very good at what he does, but boy, it's tough to listen to from my perspective. Some people love him, and that's great. I'm not, some people probably hate me. Don't hate me. But yeah, he's just very, very grandiose and just whatever. But I digress. This isn't a bash QT session. I did love Kill Bill very much. Those are the movies that, like, I've watched them so many times I can go word for word just about. I don't, because if you do that, somebody in the room might stab you, and they're legally, I think, allowed to stab you. If you're sitting there saying every word to Star Wars as it's playing, I'm pretty sure most states allow you to be murdered legally. But any movie, not just Star Wars. But I digress. So it just took me back to a better time, a happier time. We had our first exchange student living with us right around that time. And I was in the throngs of, we were doing the public access TV show. We were watching, I watched Kill Bill all the time. We watched together, me and our exchange student, and we watched a lot of kung fu movies together. It was just, sometimes something will transport you back to a good time in your life. And it warms your heart. And that's what that was. I do love that movie. It was entertaining watching it. At some point I'm like, oh, I got to buy the Blu-ray or the 4K or blah, 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 whatever. But then I'm like, it's tough buying an album. It's tough buying a DVD, or I'm sorry, a Blu-ray or a 4K of a movie you've seen literally 700 times. It's tough. But we all have these challenges in life. Enough of my talk. Here's some awesomeness.
There's two ways you can go on this job, my way or the highway.
Change my mind. Like you. There's no chance we can ever be together?
Only if you could promise me you'll never die.
You know I can't promise that.
If you did that, I would make love to you right now.
I promise I will never die.
Alright, that was Meimei and the Mach 3 from their Hi-ya! CD. I have to say it like that because there's an exclamation point. I played I Am Ramon, Have Ever Seen the Landscape Lately, Have Ever Seen, yep, I read it right, and then one I can't read because it's in Japanese. Anyway, awesome band. Their back catalog is epic. They are, and they're so great to work with. I'll tell you what, they released that album. I didn't even know they were releasing an album. It just arrived in the mail to me to play on our show, and I said, my God, are they awesome. Because a lot of times it's pulling teeth. I'm trying to get a band to let us play their music, and they're an awesome band. I love them. I had an American contact. I reached out to them. I'm gonna follow up again with a second email, kind of saying, "Hey, you know, you need something from me for this? Like, can we make this happen?" But I digress. Check out Fifi and the Mach 3, which later became Meimei and the Mach 3. They are awesomeness. Let's go into some more music. Let's play some... what should I play? I'm kind of going like Lulita number 18 or Lulu's Marble. I'm going to do some... Let's do some Lulita number 18.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
What does it say? Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva. What's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans? Oh! You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
And that was three tracks from Lolita number 18 off of their Akira Americ. Wow. I should do a take two, but I'm not gonna. That was Lolita number 18 off their Akimerica album. Akimerica? Sure, whatever. I played tracks 4, 5, and then track 11, which is The Great Rock and Roll Sunshine. That one I can read. The other two I cannot, and I'm sorry for butchering my Japanese. I should have did some research before I clicked record, but I didn't. And that's part of my charm. That's it for this week. I want to thank you for listening. Make sure you're checking out some of the other shows I'm on. I'm on the one just before this called The Indie Circuit. And also I have one that is called Slow Robot A Go-Go. And that's fun for all. Thanks for listening. And I will see you next week. Same bat time. Same bat channel. Let's drop in our famous Game Over Man. Because guess what? It's game over, man. Don't worry, everyone. I'll be back next week. I've literally forgot how to talk. That's how much this show has taken out of me. I digress. See you next week, everyone. Thanks for listening.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.